You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, Future You gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future You goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Now, in fact, Billy's better at radio than the process.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Billy gives hotter takes.
You're damn right he does.
Billy gives hotter takes than the process does now.
And James Strebel.
You.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Kellen.
Yes, Daddy.
The starting point guard for the Kentucky Wildcats.
I love him. Ashton Hagans. He's one of my favorite players, Daddy. I want to meet him and get his autograph, Daddy.
Well, you might be able to get his autograph, but he ain't playing basketball for the rest of the year, son.
Well, how prophetic. Boy, that's a great way to butcher the show. There you go. Hang on.
Oh, there I am. Oh, now I'm way too low.
Boy, there you go. There. Sorry about that.
That's okay. No worries. Now we're good.
Prophetic. I can't talk today. Not a good way to start the show today.
Hey, it's a start, though.
Not a good way to start the show today. It is a Monday. James Strebel, Andy Sweeney, hanging out with you on this Monday from the Mobile Papa John's Studios. It is ESPN Louisville, UPS Jobs, text line 437-9680. We have a sleeping Ruby the dog. They're tired. They had a long weekend.
Yeah, she's out.
She's out right now. She'll wake up at some point to bark at somebody.
You even said her name and she didn't move.
We will be barking today. And, Mitch, I think this is going to – this you're going to love the next sentence that I say. Strebel, seconds before we went on air, or, you know, maybe a minute before we went on air, said Kentucky needs to go all in on this Harms guy, which is just a disgusting.
Stop it.
Yeah, no, he's
Dude,
already.
Louisville fans don't even want him. Why do you want him?
Oh, stop it. Louisville fans are going berserk over a Radford player. Are you kidding me?
There's
a
the
Radford player.
Well, this is the fun today. Ugh. The fun today is it is back a graduate transfer. I swear to you, and I know he's not listening. Reach out, Mitch. But Mike Rutherford was, of all people, Mike Rutherford, who doesn't battle knuckleheads on Twitter often, was battling knuckleheads on Twitter when Louisville missed out on the other guy. What's the guy they missed out on Saturday?
I don't know. There's like five of them right now.
I told myself that I wasn't.
Justin Turner.
Thank you.
Justin Turner.
Because
okay.
Then there was panic. Chris Mack, how is he ever going to be able to recruit through the FBI? And it was like Mike was in the middle with Cards Man 69 just battling, and then Kentucky fans, it don't matter, still going to take that L in December. Like,
right.
Thanks, douche, okay? let Mike battle his Louisville brethren.
Yes.
Sorry, we woke up the dog.
Ruby's like, I'm getting the hell out of here.
What the hell is going on?
Let me sleep.
He's screaming, and I'm just watching, and I knew what the reaction would be, and then they get Carly Jones, and then everything's okay.
Everything's fine.
And then Chris Mack is back, and so I have, I mean, obviously, without having seen Carlick Jones play, Carlick Jones, if you look at the numbers are great, but I have been all in over the last month or so to profess, if you will, that I'm just not going to fall in love with graduate transfers, but if I were to fall in love with a graduate transfer, Carly Jones and his stat sheet sure look pretty damn good.
Yeah.
And that's all that I know. But you knew the reaction when they didn't get, what was the other knucklehead's
Justin
name?
Justin Turner.
Justin Turner, when they did.
Yes.
Isn't that the third baseman for the Dodgers? What does Justin Turner play for?
I don't know.
By the way, Mitch, saw you on online.
Uh-oh.
Must have missed that invite for Call of Duty this weekend.
Again?
Yeah. We've moved on. I need a new game. Mr. Don Vito over there.
You and Chewbacca moved on?
Well, no, you're just playing a different game, but I'm getting bored of all my video games. I've gotten to this point where Call of Duty's just not so much fun anymore, and I need a new game.
Yeah, yeah. Put two things up at ESPN 680. Are you already bored with all of your video games, yes or no? And put this up as well. Are you playing more golf with your wife or significant other, yes or no? Put that up, because there's a golf course next to me. It's a nine-holer. It's not Lachlan McLean golf course. Right. You understand what I'm – come on.
It's for the peasants.
Yes, it's not a there's a bunch of – we're walking the dogs, and I tell my wife, I'm like, men don't golf with their wives. Mm. And there's a lot of men out here golfing with their wives. And to me, that is the last line of desperation, right? Men – I mean, I'm not a huge golfer.
Neither am I.
Okay? But men go out, smoke some, stogies.
Drink some bourbon.
Rip some heaters and drink some Bud.
Yeah.
That's what they do. You understand? That's what men do.
Yes.
That's not what women want to be a part of over 18 holes.
Right.
You understand? But I was seeing a lot of couples golfing this weekend, so I'm wondering how that's going.
You can't golf with anybody else.
Well, you're not supposed to.
Yeah, you had to.
Bobby V and Fred Cowgill went. How about that?
Uh-oh. As long as they stayed 6 feet away.
Oh, no, they did.
Good. Yes. Okay, then that's fine. You can do that. Absolutely, that's fine.
So Carleek Jones commits. Louisville fans are in love, and Mitch did something today. You understand? Mitch listened into Maben and Rummage for their reaction to Carleek Jones.
Oh, good.
To see if they gave us the sports radio heroin that we needed on this slow Monday, where Carleek Jones is a big, big bleeping deal.
Yeah.
So, Mitch, how delightful was that? And we need to get to some of that probably sooner rather than later, right?
Yeah, we should have put out betting lines this morning of what player they're going to compare Carleek Jones to. I mean, we threw out James Harden. We threw out LeBron James. We threw out, Steph Curry.
Damian Lillard.
I can't wait. So we will play some of that. We have Lock Sound. I think he's mad at all of us, but I'm not sure. And so we will get to that. We also, Mitch just texted me. I have the Diener video queued up. Diener went on Facebook and did one of the Facebook messages that media gas bags are doing. I feel like I should have been doing one, but I just don't know what to do except for the bet of $1 bills.
Which I like that
a
lot.
Well, it's a good idea. You'd have to video. You have to go up to my bedroom, so maybe if you want to do that.
There we go.
obviously, the other big news, Jordan Wara, not surprising. Tyrone, good God. Tyrese Maxey, not surprising. Ashton Hagans, not surprising. I want to get into Ashton Hagans here in just a second. And you and Entz pried this out of me yesterday. And, yes, I have a group text with Jason Entz and James Strebel. Just to show you where my life is during quarantine, that's what I have going on, okay,
yeah,
when I get off the air here. But I had to give you a little taste.
Yeah.
A little taste. But Ashton Hagans, in my estimation, one of the more overrated players that Kentucky's had, that was supposed to be, that is seen as some star. Maybe he'll turn into, that defensive Avery Bradley type in the NBA. But Ashton Hagans didn't get a lot better from year one to year two. Ashton Hagans' field goal percentage went down from his freshman year to his sophomore year. His three-point percentage went down. And quite frankly, at no point did I ever think, damn, that guy's a leader. Cal tried to treat him the way he treated, I think, Tyler Ulis.
I agree.
And I never got the sense. Obviously, Ulis in college, a much better player. I thought Hagans at the end of the year last year, what was defensively overrated. Some of the gambles were turning out to be bad gambles. Last year, him throwing the ball off the bottom of the hoop against Auburn and Cal, at midcourt, looking like this is the moment Calipari is going to pass out.
Yes.
Okay, that's the lasting image. And then getting suspended, the whole Florida nonsense, the whole money phone nonsense opens up just questions in a day and age with the NCAA where you just don't want, even though it's nothing, you don't want to make anything.
Right.
And that's a problem. So, Ashton Hagans, and I think he was a fine player. I felt like Calipari was trying to sell me on this greatness, and it was goodness. It was good. It was very good. Way above average. You wanted him to come back. That would have been great for Kentucky. But this, I, I'm just I'm not falling. To me, he was fine. And that's just kind of what I've – go ahead. I know you got an opinion on that. And then we got to get into Carly Jones.
Sure. Well, his draft status before the season was mid-second round. What's his draft status right now?
Yeah.
Mid-second round. He didn't move at all.
I don't even know if I care about that too much.
It tells you that he's the same player last year as he was this year. That your points are taking that he didn't get any better. He didn't get any better at all. Last year, he melted down on the basketball court as far as his play was concerned, especially in the postseason. He wasn't very good at all. And then this year, he melted down in another way. He melted down by yelling at Calipari and getting suspended for the final game of the season against Florida. And we'll never know if that relationship was truly mended between he and Cal.
Cal's going to say the things, he's ready and everything
sure.
else. He had 7 turnovers in that Auburn game.
Right. He just nothing. He had.
Like he was a fine player. Like
He was a good point guard,
and that's fine. But that's all that he was.
Yeah. Oh, I agree.
He was no, some Kentucky great, and quite frankly, the last 2 years when they needed him the most, he was not there.
Right. 100% true. Because they needed to win that Tennessee game. Just
Kentucky fans agree with that, don't they?
Yeah. I think the most I saw from Kentucky fans on Ashton Hagans is like he's going to have a complicated legacy.
I don't think it's complicated at all.
Well, I think they liked the good things he did. Like he did win a lot at Kentucky, but then again, he melted down. And the way his career ended at Kentucky is going to leave fans not happy with him as a player.
Well, he was a savior last year because Quade Green did not work out and then went ahead and transferred.
Yes.
So in that sense, if he's not there and doesn't reclassify, and of course that was good for Kentucky and it was also good for Ashton Hagans.
Right.
I mean, it's good for both parties there. I don't know. We don't have to dive too much into that. We should call Mike Pratt and see what he thinks. I think he would disagree with that. He might not. Here's what it is. I don't think it's Kentucky fans doing the overrating. I feel like it's some Kentucky fans and media. I feel like this came from Cal a little bit. There's a sense around him that he was just good and whatever. But I think fans this year figured it out a little bit. And I think fans agree with what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think we are speaking for the majority of fans here and what they thought. I mean, Cal tried. I mean, he would tell everybody, I flipped the keys to Ashton Hagans as far as on the floor coaching, and it's his team now. And then it was, well, it's Ashton Hagans and Emmanuel Quickley's team now, because I think near the end, he was trusting Emmanuel Quickley when he was doing more than Ashton Hagans, and for very good reason. Obviously, Emmanuel Quickley became a much better player than Ashton Hagans, but I think you're right in that regard, because Cal did say time and time again, he's leader, he's the toughest guy on the team, he's the one during timeouts that's telling me to run plays, and I can sit down and just let him do his thing on the court, where as the season progressed, you saw less and less of that. You saw Cal reverting back to up off his seat, screaming at him every time down the court to run the correct play. And so
it was having to be sold to us too much. You don't have to sell to us, even when the Tyler Ulis here, every game, he'd be like, well, you know, Tyler's the coach. It's like, dude, we know you don't have to sell it to us. We could see it on the court. We couldn't see this on the court. The difference.
I think he's trying to sell it to himself as much as he's trying to sell it to everybody else. I think Calipari also figured that sophomore year, Ashton Hagans would be much better and he would be able to let off the reins a little bit more because it's the second full year in his system. And I think he just wanted to hear himself say it. I think there is some validity to that.
What did the Streebles do this weekend?
Oh, man, we didn't.
Nothing.
Didn't do nothing.
Well, I didn't do anything either.
I made the kids wash the cars on Saturday. They had fun doing that, spraying each other. That's really about it. We did another bonfire because that's like one of the only things we can do.
Apparently, my wife utilized this. So Saturday and Sunday, I just logged on for a few minutes to WrestleMania, which was a terrible product. Which had no interest anyway, and then you take the crowd out, and wrestling is crap. And listen, me and Rummage disagree on this, and at this point, you need to give it up. But I did the free trial for a month of the WWF, WWE Network,
yeah.
And you get all the old stuff. And my wife, and she liked this, even though I don't know if she'll admit it up there, and she's listening upstairs, acting like she's busy right now. We watched the NWO one. which was about WCW and the fight with WWF, which was badass, and that was like 95 or whenever, 94-ish.
Right.
And I'm like, you understand, I'm 10 going on 11 years old.
Right.
And then the whole degeneration, then we watched the whole DX one.
That's,
and that's, you know, that's, I'm
that's like, the heyday.
I'm like, I'm 12, 13, 14 years old.
And guys are running around.
Oh, this is what 12-year-olds like.
Exactly, cussing and being just jerks. There's a really good show on Vice, the Vice TV network.
But she'd never known it. She didn't know anything about the Generation
X or anything.
She didn't know anything about Razor Ramon, nothing.
There's it's called The Dark Side of the Ring, and it gets into the, like all the underbelly and under the seediness of professional wrestling. They got episodes on Chris Benoit, Bret the Hitman Hart when they screwed him over. It's excellent. I highly recommend it. It's on demand. It's called The Dark Side of the Ring on Vice Network. If you got a couple days to burn, you can binge it.
Texas says if Hagans was returning, Round Daddy would be talking how he would be a key component for the Cats run to the Final Four. Texas says Ashton Hagans doesn't care what Jim Bob in the Holler or Brandon from the South Side thinks of him. Texter, Ashton Hagans sucks. He's closer to Darius Perry than Tyler Ulis. I agree with that.
Yeah.
I agree.
That's a good text.
Boy, I don't know. That's a hot take. That's a hot take.
He ain't Tyler Ulis. Tyler Ulis could shoot. Tyler Ulis could finish a layup.
Must have video game is Red Dead Redemption 2. It never gets old. It is ridiculous. It's the best game I probably ever played. Texas says, can we get a full WrestleMania breakdown? Oh, no, I didn't watch it. No, no.
I didn't watch a minute.
No.
Not a second.
I don't care about it. I just not anymore.
There's no interesting characters. They're all vanilla. They're all just up there. Oh yeah.
Well, we don't watch it, so I can't say that. The ones I've seen, I have seen in the last calendar year probably three or four different events, if a pay-per-view things.
Yeah.
I got a buddy. You know, you get with some buddies, you drink some beer, the whole thing. It's
right.
Fine. It's whatever. And I could not have had any less interest in what I was seeing.
It's not fun.
I just could not. So let's do this. It's the take on ESPN 680 1057. Reminder, Governor Beshear will be coming up at 5 o'clock. As a programming note, we are going to start having at 2:30 Governor Holcomb of Indiana. We'll have his press conferences on 93.9 The Ville, and that will keep the V Show open on ESPN 680 1057. So we did that today. We tried it a couple times last week, and so we did that today live, and we're going to continue to do that. And those press conferences usually are not even 30 minutes. They're 15, 20, 25 minutes or so. All right, so we need to talk about Carly Jones, because now I'm eternally conflicted with something that I've been saying around here on this show for a month. But before we do that, Mitch, do we have ready Diener's video? Do we have this? His Facebook video promoting Team Kentucky and promoting to stay at home, I believe, right?
Yes.
I think that's what it was. He put this on Facebook. Let's take a listen.
All right, so I was given an assignment by the governor on Friday, and like most of my schoolwork, I'm getting it in last minute here on Sunday. So I thought getting the message out about being healthy at home, nothing more appropriate than a Druthers t-shirt, because there's nothing more Kentucky than that. And if I had my druthers, I'd druther have been at Keeneland this weekend at least once. I'd druther watch the Final Four yesterday for sure. But I'd also druther Kentuckians not be unable to be taken care of by our healthcare system and flatten the curve here in Kentucky. So we have to find things to be able to do to stay healthy at home.
Serious.
So this is what we've done. We're doing our patriotic duty with patriotic bags, like cornhole, almost. Not bad at that. I'm really bad at this, but it's something to do outside. Go a horseshoe. As I said, I'm terrible at it. And play bocce, which I'm not bad at. And hey, if all goes well, maybe able to go fishing tomorrow. But either way, we'd rather everybody stay healthy at home. We're all in this together. We're all on Team Kentucky. And everybody be safe.
There you go.
All right. Go fishing.
That's good. You should cut one.
Yeah.
Did you do that tonight?
I mean, what else are you doing?
Well, I had to ask
someone. Is the wife working?
She's working. Yeah, she won't be. She's working tonight and tomorrow night. So maybe Wednesday. I can do one Wednesday because she'll be able to film it.
The lawn was looking great, by the way, in the video. I'm assuming that he recorded that in his front yard or backyard.
I have no idea. I've never been to the front or the backyard of the Diener's home.
Yeah, the Diener compound.
Texter says, "Are you kidding? The Fiend's gimmick is amazing."
I have no idea.
Texter says, my ninth grade English teacher saw the DX motto in my notebook and was not impressed. Oh, everyone got in trouble.
Everybody did. Oh, man.
Did you have the DX shirt? You didn't.
No,
I know you did.
I had an
didn't?
Austin 316 shirt.
I'm sure you did.
And I had the WWE intro music soundtrack from that era.
Oh, yeah.
So it had the Austin song. It had The Rock. It had DX, Road Dogg, and Billy Badass. Oh, God, what was their tag team called? Whatever their tag team. I had them. It was awesome.
What was their tag team called?
Oh, I wish I can't remember, but yeah.
Oh, that's stumping
badass,
me right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, Badass Billy Gunn and the Road Dogg. Yeah.
The Road Dogg, Jesse James.
Jesse James, yeah. Oh, that was great. That was fantastic.
I don't know if it was great. It was something.
It was great when you're 15 years old.
Yeah. So let me ask this. All right, so we'll get into all of this nonsense as we go. The Ashton Hagans will continue to talk about how much of a bust WrestleMania was. The New Age Outlaws. Thank you,
New
Vince.
Age Outlaws. There it is.
I could see a young little Jason Entz in his tighty whities watching wrestling, and I say that because I was in my tighty whities watching wrestling.
Yes,
Mitch, I feel like you're from out in the state of Kentucky. That this is an automatic yes from you. Tighty whities watching wrestling. Mitchell Hannigan, yes, that's a yes, I assume, right?
I never got into wrestling.
Oh man,
really?
That wasn't my cup of tea. I view wrestling the same way I view UFC. I'll never sit down and watch like a full a full card or whatever. I don't know what they call it in wrestling. But I'll watch YouTube clips of, like, the best moments and stuff. I have no idea what's going on, but I find it entertaining.
Well, to be fair to Mitch, he didn't grow up in the heyday of wrestling.
I agree.
He didn't grow up when it was
shocking.
The best. Yeah, I am
that's
shocked
still
by
shocking.
It. Yeah, because everybody out there that sticks is like, wrestling.
Right.
when I was a sophomore in high school, we went to a football camp at Georgetown College, and we were roomed in the same dorm room as the Hazard football team. So the guys from Hazard, and there was like a big screen TV in the lounge area. And boy, when Monday Night Raw came in, every single Hazard football player was in that lounge watching Raw, and they were whooping it up and hollering. There was dip spit flying everywhere. It was great. Why don't you Holy Cross boys come here watch some wrestling with us? Come on, boys! We had a great time. It was awesome.
You and your football stories.
Yeah.
Again, Strieble played 1 year of NAIA football.
I did.
To which someone said Trinity High School's better than NAIA and took a massive run at you last week.
Yes, and this is a person that probably never played a minute of football in their life.
There
but
it
good
is.
For you,
there
pal.
It is. There it
good
is.
Good for you.
All right, so you, Mitch, I need your help here, too, because I think, and let's play some sound. If you have anything of Mabin and Rummage,
yes,
or just anybody, we'll play it here in a second. But my overall take with Louisville getting Carly Jones is twofold. It's number one, and I would even say threefold, is it is interesting how quickly you can change a narrative. And we opened the show laughing at that, but that is part of what we talk about here is the reaction to something.
Mm-hmm.
And the reaction for Chris Mack when he missed out on Justin Turner, and now it had been four or five different graduate transfers that Louisville made some top seven, top eight lists and then didn't make the final cut, didn't get picked, whatever it may be. It looked like Chris Mack was striking out. And, quite frankly, we can just say the truth might be with those particular players, Chris Mack did strike out. And
sure.
So the angst with the – and again, I don't know when I say – the Turner kid, it's because I don't know, and neither do so many other people, and the amount of local fake analysis of Carly Jones or any of these grad transfers is like, that's last year why we talked so much about Kerry Blackshear, is because we knew if he went to Kentucky, he wouldn't be a bum.
Right.
We didn't know. Like, at that point, Nate Sestina was just a bunch of good stats, great stats at times, at Bucknell, and not 1 minute of basketball translated to Kentucky. Not a minute. Okay, maybe a three at the top of the key against
spots.
Michigan State. A couple set shots,
yeah.
Okay? A couple different games, but nothing of the type of player from Bucknell to Kentucky. And we have seen Quan Four, if you want to use him. Was it Tony Hicks? We have seen Louisville have some good experiences and some experiences.
Fresh Kimball.
Fresh Kimball,
somewhere in the middle.
Whatever. Yeah,
he's somewhere in the middle.
Yeah. And so I made it known that when all of the graduate transfer stuff started to buzz, that I just was not going to buy in. And I am going to stick with that. But I will say, if you want someone who is a graduate transfer, okay, who has even been to the NCAA tournament and who has numbers that if they translate over, and some of those numbers are not going to. 20 points a game is not going to be something that is realistic next season at U of L. But his field goal percentage was 48%. His three-point percentage was 41%. If that can translate over, boy, anyone sure would take that. And so that is the surface discussion. And Chris Mack obviously needed to get Carly Jones to stop the bleeding, but also because he is seen as a front end of your bench guy.
Right.
Okay? Like, that's how I see him. The other thing coming from this, and I was just interested, and I'm wondering if Louisville fans are always going to do this, is the snap reaction of, we didn't get this guy. Boy, it's so difficult for Chris Mack to recruit during these times. Because right, that's the narrative on Sunday, yesterday, when we got the Carly Jones news that flipped that entire conversation.
Sure.
The conversation today was going to be me asking, is trying to figure out, if you will.
Right.
Locke would have probably got to this first at 10 a.m., but trying to figure out what is success for Chris Mack while doing this stuff with the NCAA. Like, it would have been valid. It would have been the excuse, and it would have aided Chris Mack in softening some of the blow today.
Sure.
Had Carly Jones announced someone other, what was it, Maryland?
I mean,
and
who cares? Michigan State.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, yeah. So, I mean,
those are good offers. I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And so I think that's part of it. I think the other thing for me is this. It does not fundamentally change my idea of U of L until I know what Jay Scrub is going to do.
That was bad.
Like, in other words, Carly Jones, if Jay Scrub goes, then Carly Jones reminds me of, like, when Ashton Hagans reclassified.
Yeah.
Because if Ashton Hagans, like 2 years ago, doesn't reclassify, and Quade Green's A, going to stink it up, or B, does leave the team. Now, part of him leaving the team was Ashton Hagans was there.
Exactly.
Okay, but I mean, what if? What if you're just stuck with Quade Green?
Yeah.
That's a problem, okay? And so, to me, it reminds me a little bit of Carly Jones, if Jay Scrub comes back or attends U of L, that Louisville would be a top 25 team, and I don't know if we'd have national championship expectations around here. Obviously, that it wouldn't be like this past season.
Right.
But I think if Carly Jones could mimic some of that Radford stuff and David Johnson and Jay Scrub, that combination is a pretty damn good start. Okay? And obviously, we know the other side of that. We know if some of these guys don't work out, if Carly Jones is the only guy they get, if Jay Scrub goes to the NBA, if Aina Gahan's not panning out, if Sam Williamson's
right,
not taking some, you know, monumental step, and some of that depth that is unproven doesn't click, you know, until halfway through the season. All of that is out there, but to me, U of L season comes down to Jay Scrub still. Carly Jones, add him with Jay Scrub, and now you got something going. Jay Scrub goes pro. Carly Jones comes in. You better hope he's more Trey Lewis, Damian Lee, Chris, even better than Christian Cunningham,
right,
than Nate Sestina was, or Tony Hicks was. And so it's obviously a big pickup, but the pontificating about a guy we've never seen, it's like we do with freshmen, but we're just doing it with this guy who's from Radford.
Right, exactly. And that your final point was actually going to be my point. I think if Jay Scrub does end up going to U of L, it means a lot. I think it means a lot if you get Carly Jones and Jay Scrub. But if you just get Carly Jones, I don't think it's that big of a deal. It's a big deal as far as they have another body, someone that may possibly could start. But you'd rather have Jay Scrub and a guy like Carly Jones.
If you get Carly Jones, your thought process would be, hey, this is a tournament team, but that's about all that it is.
Right.
If Jay Scrub attends, if Carly Jones ends up being, again, he's not going to average 22 points a game, and I paint the best case scenario, I think this is it. Here's what Carly Jones does for some fans. It helps create, I should say, a best case scenario. because like Louisville fans are looking for that. And what Louisville's best case scenario is all of these guys taking monumental steps forward in their game and Jay Scrubb coming back.
I think it softens the blow a little bit if Jay Scrubb ends up opting for the NBA. I think some the big time U of L fans, Cardman 67, will be like, oh, that's okay, we have Carly Jones. But the ones that actually think about and analyze the team and the guys that are on the bench and guys that are on the team will be like, well, a little dicey. Carly Jones, he's going to have a lot to prove. If Jay Scrubb does not come to Louisville, then they better hope it's the Carly Jones that averaged around 20 points at Radford. Again, he's not. He's 6'1". Well, that's not going to translate to the ACC.
You crush him, Radford. When we mentioned Harms. What's the guy's name? Is Matt it Harms?
Yes.
Well, did I call him Hams? I mean, come on. He would have played in the Final Four last year.
Yeah.
Had the refs not, you know, cheated for Virginia.
Yeah. I mean, that's the type of player that you would feel more comfortably about, kind of like what we were saying about Kerry Blackshear. I don't think he's as good as Kerry Blackshear, obviously, but he's a proven commodity. He's somebody that you know can go out and grab rebounds and block shots. He's like the all-time leader at Purdue in block shots. I mean, he's a 7'3" dude.
Oh, boy. Here comes who's writing the piece at aseablue.com on Harms.
It's a better pickup than a Radford dude.
Oh, wait.
Is
wow.
it not? Oh, yeah. Oh,
like you think it's better than Carly Jones?
100%. He's a Division One, an actual Division One Big Five conference player. Yeah. That's been to the tournament and gone deep in the tournament. Yeah. Excuse me if I think that's a better player than a Radford player. Pardon me. He starts. My bad.
Here we go. Mitch, what's your rebuttal?
I can't with this dude. Jones was Big South Conference Player of the Year. He was best player in the conference.
Oh, man, the Big South Player of the
Matt
Year?
Matt Harms, he's 7'3" and averages 4 rebounds, Strebel.
Not the Big South.
Oh, the Big South. Really, Mitch?
Look at him. Man. Look at him sit on his ivory tower,
when
Mitch.
When I think of Big Ten, Big South is right behind it. Big Ten and Big South, those are the two premier conferences in college basketball.
All right, you have fun with your 7'3" dude who averaged 4 rebounds for 15 and 15.
I'm just saying it's
Purdue
a better pickup than a dude
you
from
have
Radford.
Fun with that, Strebel.
Going to Kentucky. I don't even know if Cal will reach out to him. But at the same time, I'd rather have a guy that played in the Big Ten than played the Big South.
Yeah, but we need to talk about this. Matt Harms in the hair. Can we have that at Kentucky?
We need it.
He cut the hair off.
Oh, you go to hell, Mitch.
He has a buzz cut now.
Oh, you go to hell.
That's disappointing.
You just ruined the show. You have ruined the show.
Play the music.
We don't have any music.
That's right.
I can't go to break. I can't believe you, Mitch. 437-9680. Matt Harms cut his hair. When did he do
that?
That's
a haymaker. Every picture I've seen on him on Twitter.
I had seen him in Big Ten
today.
Play.
He's
got the hair.
He's got the hair, and that's part of the reason why you want him. He looks like Drago from Rocky IV. That's why you want him. He looks like Ivan Drago from Rocky IV coming into Kentucky, and it would be awesome. It would be funny. I don't know if he's any good. He's better than a Radford player, but still.
Texas says, I can do without the happy with 40 NBA players and only one title guy analyzing my team. We get to the bottom and Matt Harms' haircut next on the take.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Look, here's and this is my point earlier this week. People that called for these 2-3-year players got what they wanted the last 4 years. And outside of 2 Elite Eights, didn't do too much. Okay? They were all right.
And James Strebel.
What's wrong with 2 Elite Eights?
Well, yeah, that's kind of the whole point.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I just shot you a text here on The Take on ESPN 680-1057. Let's put it up as a poll question to create some stirring here on this Monday. Who would you rather have next year, Carly Jones or Matt Harms at ESPN 680?
There we go.
Let's go ahead and throw it up there. Yeah, but I'm asking, am I doing the thing here by backing Carleek Jones, because I am going to vote Carleek Jones, but I also said I wasn't going to get all turned on by these graduate transfers, and I'm not turned on by Carleek Jones, but if I was to be turned on, Carleek Jones' numbers would look a lot like I would want them to look.
Just to put out there, Harms led the Big Ten in blocks per game and 2-point field goal percentage per game. The Big Ten, an actual big boy conference. So that's pretty good, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyone who votes for the Radford kid, you're a Louisville fan and a honk.
Wow.
I'm sorry. He's from Radford. He's from Radford, the Big South Player of the Year. Whoopee-doo. Congrats. And they act like they just got John Wall. Like this kid's going to come in and be transcendent. And you got Chris Mack putting that dopey Carlton tweet out, L's up, looky-looky, cornball. I'm sorry, but this has really made me angry. That people are like act like this kid's going to come in and just light it up. Like, how many times you got to be fooled by these grad transfers? You had two good ones.
I will say, though, I mean, they would say the same about you with freshmen. But everyone's excited about freshmen. Louisville call them the Super Six.
Right, because Kentucky's freshmen actually get drafted the pros more often than not. I mean, is that not true? All the freshmen that Kentucky's had, most of them go to the pros.
Mitch, I have to be honest. I know. I can sense that you aren't happy with it. He's seething, but Strieble's making the show fundamentally better today by him taking this stance.
I'm sorry. I saw that last night because everybody. Oh, you were exactly right.
I knew exactly what was going
they
to happen.
They were battling each other.
Oh, yeah.
Chris Mack can't get it
done. He can't get it done.
He stinks. He can't recruit. The FBI scandal's crashing. And then he gets a kid from Radford. Everything's fine. Everything's great. Look at Carleek Jones. Mack's got it.
Rob Doster has us in the top 15.
Yeah. It's like, man, you better hope Jay Scrub comes. You better hope he comes.
Nikki V goes, should I put Rob Doster having Louisville at number 14 in my sports center? I'm like, no.
Rob Doster.
Well, I like
he does
Rob
a good
Doster.
Job. No, he does a good job, but it's like, okay. It's just, I'm sorry. I don't know why it's bothered me so much. I think a little bit of it is the quarantine being cooped up, and I don't get to talk sports with anybody in my house except for Kellen, and mostly it's just anything I say is just Kentucky's the greatest right now.
Well, by the way, your wife dressed the twins up in that Louisville gear I saw over the weekend.
Yeah, it bothered me. It really bothered me, but, you know, I got Kellen, so he asked me today, he goes, Dad, have I taken over as the biggest Kentucky fan in the house?
What? I would. Oh, boy.
He asked me that today. And
that's
I was
a good
like,
question.
Yeah, I said, I don't know, buddy. He's like, you're up there. I was like, I'm almost ready to pass the torch to you, man. So, that's the sports. This is why I get so excited to come on the radio with you every day, because this is an outlet.
Mitch, I think, can you fight him? Can you fight him?
Strieble? He's just spewing nonsense.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I also am being very guarded on Carleek Jones here. Like, I'm being very guarded. And now, it's funny because Matt Harms averaged 8 points a game, but Matt Harms was a starter on a team.
Yeah,
that nearly went to the Final Four last year. Now they had a big guy, front court player. I think his last name was Davis, but I cannot remember who picked up more and more minutes. And
right,
so
this season,
Harms was doing less and less, so he was being phased out just a little bit.
But just look at a safer option. Who's the safer option? The kid from the Big South or the kid from the Big Ten that led in 2-point percentage, blocks, and almost went to the Final Four and started most of his career at Purdue? What's the safer pick? Mitch, what's the safer pick?
The guy who's the best player in his conference has his name already
okay,
in the NBA draft.
What's his conference? What's his conference?
The Big South Conference.
Okay, and
yes.
what
it's
conference
not a
is
power
Matt Harms playing?
It's not a Power 5 conference.
Okay.
Not every conference.
How many points
power
did Fresh Kimball average at St. Joe's?
I don't know. It was like lower double digits, if I'm remembering correctly.
No, it was like 16. It was like 14 to 16 points. I don't think that's lower double digits.
Yeah, but Fresh Kimball wasn't the best player in his whole conference.
Oh, no. When Fresh Kimball came, I remember listening to our guys over 93.9 that we have our point guard now.
He was a top grad transfer prospect available along with Nate Sestina.
Okay, and so is Carly Jones, right?
Carly Jones
this grad transfer class is better than last year.
Let's not compare grad transfer classes.
Well, this is what you're doing to me, Strebel.
Carly Jones is seen as a step up and more of the line of Damian Lee than some of the other ones. The problem that Strebel has is not his fault in totality. It's that every time Louisville has picked somebody up, that player's been the best player ever. Like, instead of just saying, well, Jalen Withers, we'll see what happens. Oh, this guy, he's the best athlete you've ever seen. It's like, is he? Right? It's like there is a pivot that every time someone is brought in, that if you hear that enough, then it's the boy who cried wolf. I agree with that. That's why I'm not getting crazy on Carly Jones. Again, Carly Jones, if you wanted to get me all hot and bothered about a graduate transfer, it would, like, what I'm seeing at a mid-major school, a Big South school, are the things that I want to see.
Sure.
But I have much, if they go with just him and no Jay Scrub, that is not fundamentally changing anything that I think about Louisville. It's not making them, to me, I mean, is the difference? Is it them being like a 10 seed? I ask because if Jay Scrub doesn't show up, I mean, suddenly it's like this is your backcourt,
right?
And then I'm worried. The problem that you would even have to go to Matt Harms for a second in Kentucky would be if EJ Montgomery leaves. Okay, then Matt Harms, you need him too much. Just like last year, you needed Nate Sestina too much. There needs to be a graduate transfer for me does not need to be the top option. Unless Reed Travis or Kerry Blackshear. But hell, Reed Travis didn't translate from the Pac-12 to his 1 year at Kentucky. And specifically, I know we're being snobs here, and that's what Mitch doesn't like, is looking down on the Big South. But you have to just a little bit. You have to, because to think one guy is going to translate from the Big South to the ACC, that's not always the case. Again, if someone is going to, then them as a player are going to look a lot like Carly Jones.
Right, and what I'm saying is, if Jay Scrub does come to Louisville, Carly Jones is a really good pickup for Louisville. He's a very good pickup. He's a guy that can come off the bench, shoot threes, do some things for in Louisville's backcourt, give him some depth.
Does he think the other side of this, sorry to interrupt you, is does he think he's not starting? I mean, you would make the move to go to Louisville. To me, you could say, hey, if Carly Jones commits like he did, what does that say for Jay Scrub? Is it Chris Mack getting all of the talent? Right? Is him accumulating as much and we'll figure out everything later and you can play small and whatever it may be? Or is it, well, we don't think Jay Scrub's going to be here, so getting Carly Jones matters that much more? Like, I don't know which one.
I agree.
When he committed, that's what I first thought. Well, when Carly Jones committed, I thought, okay, that's a big-time insurance policy because I don't think Jay Scrub's going to be here, but I don't know.
Nobody knows, and you know, we'll see in the future with Carly Jones and what he can be. But, I mean, there's been a lot of misses with grad transfers with Louisville here recently. Like you just mentioned Quan Ford, Tony Hicks, Fresh Kimball. None of those guys translated to what Louisville – I remember when they got Quan Ford and how big of a deal getting Quan Ford was. He got like 5 minutes a game at the end of the season. He was terrible.
Mitch, what sound do you have that's delightful back there? Do you have any delightful sound? And, by the way, we need to update – the sound bracket. So we'll do some sound coming up here in just a second. We're in the top left, the round of 32. So we'll have 1, 2, 3, 4 matchups. And you know what the number one seed is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
So get ready for it.
Ready for the upset.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see. The 8-9 game is, let's see. You will face off against Diener crushing Cincinnati, which was
that's
one of the better
one.
Rants of the year. So, Mitch, what do we have that's delightful?
We have some sound from Maven Rummage today, and of course, Locke loved the pickup of Carly Jones.
I bet he did.
Oh boy, let's play. Boy, I feel like Maven Rummage is going to be the good stuff. Let's lead with that. Let's lead with whatever you have there.
With like the Mac resume, I mean, do you just start with the when has this dude not delivered? Like at the fan base's antsiest, when has he not delivered?
Oh boy. Oh, man. When has Chris Mack not delivered? How much time do we have? Do we have enough time?
We know he plays with a dog and a swag in him, but it's also nice that it's like, okay, but that's an on-the-court – that Donovan Mitchell.
Donovan Mitchell? This is why I have a problem, Mitch. This is why I have a problem.
He's going to blow up.
Mitch. He played at freaking Radford, dude. His face. Donovan Mitchell, he's got a dog. How much did Rummage watch of Carleek Jones last year?
No one has ever seen Carleek Jones
play. He's
got
dog and a swag to him.
That's the best part.
Jeez, when has Chris Mack not delivered?
When I watch him play, do you remember the stretch where Donovan Mitchell played point guard for Louisville when Quentin Snyder was out?
Yep.
Carleek Jones reminds me a lot of that style game. Donovan had his best scoring games at Louisville during that stretch because one thing, he was able with the ball in his hand to work off the screen and roll. And Donovan off the screen and roll could get to the bucket, man. It was a fact, and it's something you saw in the league.
That's actually, that's Rummage giving play-by-play, like X's and O's analysis.
That's Paul Biancardi Rummage.
Listen, has anyone, how much do we think anyone has seen this guy play?
Less than 5 minutes. They may have looked up his highlights last night.
Who has seen the most?
Probably Rummage and Maven, honestly.
Rummage is selling it that he has seen the most.
He probably went and watched YouTube clips last night. I will give him that. But they're all highlighting
all the
good things.
No, but I mean like full
things.
Games. I don't mean just like the clips. Like,
no
I've
one's seen
clips.
A full game. No one's seen a full game. I would put the over-under at half of people that actually watched a full game of Carleek Jones last year.
Mitch, this is where you drop. This is where you drop the ball. You're the mid-major guy. You should be, like, all in on knowing all about these mid-majors. And, hell, Diener would have had you on, like, the air this morning. He would have had you on the air talking some mid-major basketball.
I'll be on. The Big South Conference is not my expertise.
Well, make it your – the Big South Conference isn't anyone's expertise.
That's my point.
Make it your expertise to know something about the Big South. No one knows a damn thing except for Paul Biancardi about the Big South.
I could actually go and watch Matt Harms play on TV. No one watched this kid. Nobody knows what he looks like on the court. All you know are the stats. That's it. That's the list. That's it. That's all you know about him.
The only other thing you do know is his two other offers.
Yes, that's a good point.
And by the way, how about this Patrick Tape kid who's committing, decommitting, committing again to Duke and Coach K? How sad is it that Coach K is having to beg graduate transfers?
Because he just lost he lost another commit.
No, that's
the one.
That's
the one that recommitted back again?
We talked about it last week.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
Rummage says he watched 3 games.
I don't believe you, Rummage.
Oh, come on.
I don't believe you, Rummage.
Rummage knows what he's talking about on this one.
But comparing him to Donovan Mitchell? Donovan Mitchell. Like NBA All-Star Donovan Mitchell. No.
Oh, the text line. Let's see what the text line. Was Juzang the best three-point shooter you've seen?
No, I never
Cal
built him
presented
as such.
Him as such.
Lie.
Texter says, the show is terrible. Stop talking about these bums and talk about WrestleMania. I ain't got anything on you for WrestleMania. I thought WrestleMania wrestling, to me, died in the late 90s, and it hasn't made it back.
No.
So I am stuck. I'm Billy reading the WWE to get off my lawn. Whatever. Give me the NWO or get the hell out of here.
Exactly. That's not The Rock up there. Get him out.
Texter, hey, Round Daddy, it's easy. Just go to YouTube. Texter says, I could actually go and watch this kid play on TV. What he actually meant, I've never seen this kid play either.
Yeah, not
That's
really
a great
anybody
text.
Has.
Texter, I need you to confirm if the guy in the Norton Commons video is Lachlan McClain or not. Okay, when I saw that video, I thought that was either fake or not recent. It got presented as, you know, people were tagging like news outlets to, hey, you need to be talking about this. Hey, you need to be talking about this. But no one knew if the video was recent. And the video was recent.
The story was that he was mad that he was a doctor, and he was mad that these teenagers weren't social distancing, so he got physical, which is, there's all kinds of problems here.
Texter says, I can't understand Fat Daddy's anti-U of L takes through his fat lip. Texter says, Donovan Mitchell was a bum in big games. That coming down at 437-9680. Texter says, I'm not going to read that one.
Oh, darn.
Oh, sometimes you have to make news judgment on the fly.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Texter says, Round Father, I thought Louisville fanboy said Mac needs tall guards for his system to be successful. Carleek is 6 foot nothing. That's not tall. That coming down at 4.37, 9.680.
I heard the same thing on ESPN 680 and 93.9 airwaves, that for him to really get his system going, he needed bigger guards. Whoops. I mean, pack line defense with a 6 foot tall dude. All right, let's see it in the ACC. Can't wait.
Mitch is seething. I wish we could see Mitch right
now. I do
now.
Too.
We need to work out some sort of a Facebook or something.
Yeah, I miss seeing
Mitch. Facebook Live or something. FaceTime, excuse me.
Behind the glass, just looking disgusted
just
at me.
Yeah, or smiling.
Smiling or like backing away from the mic when I say something extremely embarrassing or Kellen rips me on the air and Mitch like shying away. I do miss that. I miss his hair too.
Let's go ahead and play the lock sound from today. Was he? I would imagine he was praising Carleek Jones going to U of L. Go ahead.
Look, if I'm a Louisville fan, I'm not saying by any stretch that what happened last night is bad news. It is unequivocally good news.
It's not bad news. I wouldn't say it was. I agree with him on that.
It's not a hot take.
Yeah, it's not bad news. I agree with him.
It's not
on
a
that.
Hot take.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, the guy's obviously a big get.
If Cal would have landed that guy, well, he's dropped his standards. Well, Calipari can't get the big guys. He's getting guys from Bradford. I can tell you, I could do an entire segment pretending to be Locke on Carleek Jones if he would have went to Kentucky.
Mack needed something good to happen with the Louisville basketball program, and Carleek Jones is that guy.
He's that guy. He's a guy.
You're poo-pooing him too much.
I may be.
Just a little bit too much.
Yeah, maybe too much.
Speaking of Florida State, Leonard Hamilton was on the V show today.
I saw that, V. He's getting some big guests here.
Well, here's what's going on. Knowing Nick Valvano is running the show, he will take it. He'll take it off the tracks rather fast.
Yes.
I'm listening to Bob present the national championship to Florida State in our ESPN, which I'll tell you more about in the 4 o'clock hour, our ESPN Louisville bracket thingy that we did here, okay? And I'm listening, and Bob then goes, and a surprise, we have Leonard Hamilton on the phone. And I was like, thinking there's no way that it's actually Leonard Hamilton on the phone. I'm like,
right.
Do they have someone who's going to do a voice that they think sounds like Leonard Hamilton? Ooh, yeah.
Which is always the worst radio.
I was walking my dog and thinking, oh, boy.
Here we go.
Oh, boy.
It was him.
And it was actually Leonard Hamilton.
That is awesome.
That is awesome.
We love Leonard Hamilton. He's great.
Well, I mean, do we? Do we?
I like him. I like Leonard
Hamilton.
That's
because they haven't played Kentucky. It's the only reason.
And he coached in Kentucky.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I love Leonard Hamilton.
There we go.
Yeah.
Mitch, let's take a break. 437-9680. Let's take a break. On the other end, I need to tell you about BJ Heating and Cooling. We'll do that. We'll get you updated this hour on the caller Emily region, the upper left of the sound bracket. We'll do that. And a couple more things on Ashton Hagans and a couple more things on Carleek Jones as well. It's The Take. It's a Monday. Hanging out with you until 6 o'clock. Reminder, Governor Beshear at 5 o'clock. It's all right here on ESPN 680.
UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded. Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.